The view from the top of Ponte Tower is breathtaking, offering a panoramic glimpse of Johannesburg, one of South Africa's most dynamic cities. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Built in 1975 and soaring nearly 200 meters, 656 feet, into the skyline, Ponte was once Africa's tallest residential building. But like Johannesburg itself, it has experienced dramatic highs and lows. In the 1980s, criminal gangs took control, and the building spiraled into chaos. With no utilities, residents dumped their trash into the hollow core, forming a towering pile of waste that reached up to 50 meters high. "The building got hijacked," said Delight Sotole, who now runs tours of Ponte Tower. "People threw their trash right inside until it reached the 14th floor. There were dead bodies, illegal firearms, drugs, the smell must have been unbearable, like hell on earth." For years, Johannesburg was considered one of the world's most dangerous cities. People were terrified of the neighborhood, recalled Sifiso Zikali of Glalanye, an organization working to revitalize the area. "Ask anyone about that round building, and they'd have a horror story to tell." But transformation began around 15 years ago, spurred by the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Residents slowly returned, and today, despite setbacks like the COVID-19 pandemic, Ponte Tower is nearly three-quarters full. A city still facing challenges. Johannesburg's struggles are far from over. Crime remains a major concern despite some improvements, and while the city finally ended years of crippling power cuts, known as load shedding, a new crisis looms. Water shortages are leaving many residents without access to basic services. A deadly fire in the Central Business District, CBD, in the winter of 2023, which killed nearly 80 people, also highlighted the ongoing issue of hijacked buildings, structures taken over by criminal gangs who exploit desperate tenants. A new wave of urban renewal. Amid these challenges, some areas are seeing a resurgence. Property developer Ithemba, Zulu for Hope, is leading efforts to revitalize the city. Their flagship project, Jewel City, is a prime example. "The demand to live in the CBD is phenomenal," said senior manager Alan Tate, explaining that Ithemba currently leases 7,200 properties and expects to double that in 2 years. Once a neglected diamond trading district, Jewel City fell into disrepair before being revived. "We launched the project 5 years ago, just as COVID hit. The timing was tough, but as soon as restrictions lifted, people filled the buildings," Tate said. The city's renewal extends beyond housing. Josie My Josie, a community-led initiative, is working to restore Johannesburg's vibrancy. One of its first projects was lighting up Nelson Mandela Bridge, making it safe again for pedestrians. "Our mission is to bring hope back," said CEO B. Swanepoel. "We need visible improvements, fixing potholes, tackling homelessness, and improving education. Johannesburg should be mentioned alongside London, Paris, and New York. That's the goal." A city on the global stage. Johannesburg is set to host the G20 summit later this year, bringing new investment and global attention. The city's future remains uncertain, but its resilience is undeniable. Back on the 51st floor of Ponte Tower, Sifiso Zikali looks out over the city. Does he think their work is making a difference? "Absolutely. One of our biggest challenges was getting people to come here, and now Ponte is one of Johannesburg's top attractions. This is our city, whatever we face, we must find a way forward." Piers Potter, CNT Live London.